gets all wrinkled. You say it's gonna what up? It's gonna.
Shrink?
Alright, or.
Yeah, it's going to.
S H R I V E L.
Shrivel?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce, spinach.
Or you make slaw from
cabbage.
Alright. What about some different kinds of beans that you might grow in your garden?
String beans, snap beans, beans.
What about the kind of fat ones you have to take out of the pod? Kind of oval shape.
Oh, lima beans. What else?
Are lima beans the same as butter beans?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Have you heard of butter beans?
Sure.
Okay. You want to say that for me?
Butter beans.
Now, you mentioned string beans and snap beans. Are they different?
No, I think so.
Any idea what the distinction is?
Beats me.
Not a bean man.
No.
Okay.
I eat it.
Right.
You know.
If you have a lot of butter beans, to get them out of the pods, you say you're going to have to...
Peel.
Beg your pardon?
Shuck them. Or, no, what do? You peel.
Peel them?
I guess.
Shuck them? Shell them?
Shell them, thank you. That's what I was thinking about.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking about.
Alrighty. If you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you'd say, go get me 2.
Heads of lettuce?
Have you ever... Say if a man has 7 boys and 7 girls in his family... Talking about the quantity, the number. Say that man has a whole of kids.
Bunch.
Okay. Ever heard people around here use passel that way? Got a whole passel of kids?
I don't think so.
Did you say that for me?
Passel. All
right. Or what about a man, would a man possibly say he's got 7 heads of kids? Hadn't heard that.
I've heard that.
Talking about corn, the outside part of an ear of corn that you have to take off, that's the...
What is it?
I think you're going to say it.
I know you have to shuck corn.
Sure.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Call it the...
Shuck.
Okay. What about the part that on the corn stalk that grows right out the top of the stalk?
The leafy looking... I mean the...
Yeah.
I'm trying to say wither, but that's not right. I don't know.
Tassel?
Okay. I don't know. Tassel?
Okay. What about the stringy stuff that you have to brush off the ear?
I don't know what it's called.
Silks? Maybe? Hair?
I don't
know. Just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Tender corn? I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of... Well, sweet corn, roasting ears?
Sweet corn, I've heard before.
Okay. And a big thing, orange thing that you'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
All right. What about different types of melons that you know about?
Watermelon. Cantaloupe's a melon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That about covers it.
Have you ever heard of a muskmelon or mushmelon?
No, no.
I haven't heard of that. A thing that would grow wild maybe in your yard looks like a little umbrella.
Got a mushroom?
Sure. What about one that's not good to eat, make you deathly ill? Have you ever heard people around here call it a toadstool?
Yeah.
That would be an accurate description?
Sure.
And you call it a...
Toadstool?
Yeah, sure. You might tell somebody, you better not eat that because that's...
poisonous.
If a man has a very sore throat, he has a piece of steak in front of him, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that steak, but I just can't